Hey there, friends. It's Nick. So I've just come off a call with a lovely bunch of people that I meet once a week on a Friday morning to chat and kind of egg each other on with our business goals. This is an accountability group for one of the courses that I'm doing. And fascinating topic today was about really about sort of defining your minimum viable audience for the thing that you are building, the thing that you are doing, the product, the service that you're putting out into the world. And our leader put us all on the spot to define our minimum viable audiences. And it's a tough thing to do, right? We've talked about this before. It's tough. But one of the things I think that comes out of it, and particularly came out of the discussion today, is something else that we've talked about before, which is this idea that understanding the basics of systems thinking can really help us, because it helps us understand that however much we define on our side, we define our message, our product, our service, our ideal audience, and I'm putting air quotes that you can't see around ideal. There are all kinds of factors that we can't understand out there. And in fact, not just that we can't understand them, that we just have no idea the kind of the influences that are playing on the people that, we might want to help, to work with, to lead, or whatever. And this, of course, is the fundamental idea behind systems thinking, that the results are emergent. They emerge out of the interaction between all the parts rather than the parts themselves. So we don't get 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. We get 1 + 1 + 1 = 5, or or sometimes -5, right? And I'm in this process at the moment where I started off investigating moving my website to WordPress, and I've ended up just going all in. I'm probably about two-thirds of the way, and as makes total sense, I'm thinking about the wording, I'm thinking about the flow, I'm thinking about the story that I'm telling and all that kind of stuff. But I'm also very aware that I am only half, or perhaps even less than half, of the conversation, because what matters is the place where my story overlaps with the story of other people and my prospects. And if I'm focused on storytelling for founders, it's certainly got to be founders who are struggling to connect somehow with their tribe. But it's impossible for me to imagine and articulate and account for all the different ways that might be happening. Or it might be, for example, people who have a successful business who want to, I guess, aggrandize their achievement. Perhaps that's why they want a story. The point is, there are all kinds of different ways this could work. And it's worth reminding ourselves that creativity is an evolutionary process, right? And business is a creative process. So we put things out there into the market, and we see how fit those things, more air quotes around the word fit, how fit those things are to survive and thrive and flourish and build a business around. So, I guess the message is for today is there's no point in being too precious, because our message goes out into the world and we are, as I say, less than half probably of that equation. So it's much more important to get things out there than it is to get them exactly right in the way that you feel they're exactly right. Because the truth is, if our work is a plug, this is a terrible metaphor, but if our work is a plug, we aren't quite sure the socket that they're going to fit into. Wow, I mashed that up. Anyway, thanks for listening, and remember, your story means business.